countering the trolls. This time, the trolls no longer have the advantage of surprise. Efforts are underway to block them or reduce their influence. Under mounting political pressure, both Facebook and Twitter have vowed to shut down the trolls. Before the 2018 midterm election, the FBI identified dozens of accounts and pages operated by the IRA. Facebook promptly inactivated them. It also set up a war room to monitor threats as they emerged in real time. Federal agencies, meanwhile, have ramped up efforts to help voters spot bots and disinformation campaigns. Election officials in West Virginia, Iowa, Kansas, Ohio, and Connecticut plan to include disinformation education in their vote education programs. The military's Cyber Command has also been active. Before the 2018 election, they launched a campaign to deter the Russians behind the 2016 influence campaign, warning Russian operatives to cease their efforts and knocking a troll farm run by the IRA offline for several days. But no one is under any illusions about the challenges that lie ahead. We expect Russia to continue to focus on aggravating social and racial tensions, undermining trust in authority, and criticizing perceived anti-Russia politicians, Director of National Influence Dan Coats told the Senate Intelligence Committee in January. Moscow may employ additional influence toolkits, such as spreading disinformation, conducting hack and leak operations, or manipulating data in a more targeted fashion to influence U.S. policy, actions, and elections. Not only did the Russians continue their tactics through 2018, says the FBI's Wray, but we've seen an indication that they're continuing to adapt their model and that other countries are taking a very interested eye in that approach.